Sports. Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action last night, boys first, it was Atlantic over Creston 55-52 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Dalton Franken, 17 points, led the way for the Trojans. Also in non-conference play, Shenandoah falling to Nebraska City 59-19. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over AHST 62-50. It was Tri-Center beating Missouri Valley 64-50. Riverside down in Griswold 65-38. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Cam over Orient Maxburg 55-48, Exira EHK defeating Glidden Ralston 74-43, Walnut over Adair Casey 69-58. Elsewhere around the area in boys hoops, Clarinda Academy beating Fremont Mills 69-66, Corning over East Union 69-53, Des Moines Christian got by Coon Rapids Bayard 66-35, Boyer Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 67-42, East Mills over Villisca 56-48, Nottoway Valley a winner over Bedford 75-33, Guthrie Center beating Earlham 51-37, IKM Manning topping West Harrison 78-26, Mount Air 81-46 winners over Lennox, Nishnabotna beat Stanton 57-49. Panorama, a winner over Van Meter, 52-47. Sydney beat Essex, 44-30. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln, 82-34. And Sioux City North beating Thomas Jefferson, 69-43. In Tuesday girls high school basketball in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Creston defeating Atlantic 57-45, Glenwood over Denison 52-42, Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 66-33, also Auburn, Nebraska over Clarinda 47-31, Nebraska City defeating Shenandoah 48-43. In girls Western Iowa conference play, Audubon beat AHST 63-48, Riverside over Griswold 39-31, Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 55-46. In girls Rolling Hills conference play, it was Adair Casey over Walnut 54-26, Peyton Sherdan over Ankeny Christian 45-26, Cam defeating Orient Maxburg 55-49. It was Iowa Christian over East Green 58-28. And Exira EHK, 63-26 over Glidden Ralston. Other girls' hoops action last night saw Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 70-25. Villisca got by East Mills 59-37. Essex beat Sydney 42-33. Stanton over Nishnabotna 51-38. Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 50-41. Corning over East Union 76-31. Mount Air beat Lennox 57-39. Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson 64-26. Arweva beat Woodbine 84-35. Charter Oak Ute beat Boyer Valley 52-45. IKM Manning over West Harrison 94-28. West Monona beat Logan Magnolia 54-24. And St. Albert beat Fremont Bergen 55-29. In college men's hoops last night, Draymond Green had 22 points and 9 rebounds, helping number 6 Michigan State beat Iowa 95-61 for their 15th straight win. That gives the Spartans their longest win streak since the 98-99 season when they won 22 straight. The Hawkeyes, who've been routed in 2 straight games, also lost to Ohio State after beating Wisconsin and Minnesota on the road. Aaron White had 15, Devin Marble a dozen for Iowa, who's now 10-8, 2-3 in Big Ten conference play. Ben Simon scored 21 points to lead 4 Drake players in double figures as the Bulldogs beat Bradley 82-74 last night, handing the Braves their 8th loss in a row. Revonte Rice had 19, Kurt Alexander 17, and Jeremy Jeffers had 11 for Drake, who's now 9-7 overall, 2-3 in the Valley. Northern Iowa kept Creighton star Doug McDermott under control, and the Panthers started the game making 3-pointers in rapid succession, and then came an 11.5-minute stretch in which they couldn't score a field goal as they ended up with a 63-60 loss to the 23rd-ranked Blue Jays last night. After scoring 31 points in the first 13 minutes, the Panthers managed only 29 in the final 27. The Panthers held McDermott, the nation's second-leading scorer, at 25.2 points a game to 14, but all the attention they gave to McDermott allowed Antoine Young to score a season-high 21. For the Blue Jays. Panthers are now 12-5 overall, 2-3 in the Valley, while the Blue Jays are 14-2. They're 4-1 in conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Brandon Paul had a career-high 43 points, including a 3-pointer with less than a minute to play to help Illinois upset number 5 Ohio State 79-74. Tyler Zeller had 16 points to help number 3 North Carolina beat Miami 73-56. Number 8, 14th-ranked Baylor held number 18 Kansas State to 1 basket over the final 5 minutes in a 75-73 win on the road. Providence honored Rick Pitino in the 1987 Final Four team that he coached at Providence. Then the Friars basketball team went out and made life miserable for the Louisville coach as the Friars snapped a 4-game losing streak, upsetting the 14th-ranked Cardinals 90-59. Also last night, it was number 19 Florida beating Georgia 70-48. Number 22 San Diego State goes to 14-2. They beat winless Chicago State 73-65. And also number 24 Seton Hall rolled to a 94-73 win over DePaul. In the NBA last night, Houston beat Charlotte 82-70, Philly over Sacramento 112-85, Washington beat Toronto 93-78, Dallas over Detroit 100-86, Chicago beat Minnesota 111-100, it was Oklahoma City over Memphis 100-95, Milwaukee outscored San Antonio 106-103, Utah beat Cleveland 113-105, Portland over the LA Clippers 105-97, Golden State knocked off Miami in overtime 111-106, and the LA Lakers defeat Phoenix 99-83. In the National Hockey League last night, Toronto over Buffalo 2-0. The New York Islanders 5-1 over Detroit. Ottawa beat Pittsburgh 5-1. Philadelphia 2-1 over Carolina. The Rangers win in a shootout over Phoenix 2-1. Boston 5-3 over Winnipeg. Minnesota had to go to a shootout to beat San Jose 5-4. St. Louis beat Montreal 3-0. Vancouver in a shootout 5-4 over Tampa Bay. Chicago beat Columbus 5-2. Nashville 4-1 over Colorado. Calgary beat New Jersey 6-3. And Anaheim 5-2 over Dallas. Iowa's granted running back Marcus Coker his release from the program after the sophomore withdrew his application to enroll in spring semester classes. Coker, the Big Ten's second leading rusher in 2011 with 1,384 yards, was suspended for the Insight Bowl for an unspecified violation of university policies and Iowa's student-athlete code of conduct. Coach Kirk Ferentz never elaborated on Coker's suspension, but said he hoped Coker would rejoin the team at some point. The team on Tuesday said Coker asked for a release from his scholarship, which was granted. Coker is the latest promising Iowa running back to leave the team. The Hawkeyes announced last week that freshman Mikhail McCall would leave the program. The move leaves Iowa thin at running back for 2012 as freshman Jordan Canzeri, who led the team with 58 yards rushing in a 31-14 loss to Oklahoma in the bowl game, would appear to be in line for the starting job. A person familiar with the decision says Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III has decided to enter the NFL draft. ESPN, citing an anonymous family source, first reported that Griffin is going pro and is in the final stage of picking an agent. Griffin is bypassing his senior season at Baylor. Griffin is projected to be one of the top picks in the draft. RG3 and Stanford's Andrew Luck, the Heisman runner-up, are likely to be the first two QBs selected. Griffin played 41 games during his record-setting career at Baylor. He completed 800 of his 1,192 passes, set 67%, for 10,366 yards and 78 touchdowns with only 17 interceptions, along with 2,254 yards and 33 touchdowns rushing. He completed 72% of his passes this year for 4,239 yards and 37 touchdowns. In other college football news, Jay Paterno is leaving Penn State's coaching staff after spending 17 years as an assistant under his father, Hall of Fame coach Joe Paterno. The younger Paterno worked the last 12 seasons as the quarterback's coach. His departure was expected after the school last week named New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien to succeed Joe Pa as the head coach. A person familiar with the search says Florida has hired Boise State's Brent Pease as its offensive coordinator. Pease replaces Charlie Weiss, who left last month to take the head job at Kansas. Wisconsin center Peter Kones is planning to skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. He was a first-team All-Big Ten player. Arkansas running back Niall Davis says he'll return to school next season. Davis led the SEC running backs with 1,322 yards rushing in 2010 as a sophomore, but missed this past season after fracturing his left ankle during a preseason practice. Notre Dame has given coach Brian Kelly a two-year contract extension that will keep him with the Irish through the 2016 season. The Irish have finished 8-5 in each of the last two seasons. Former Tulane football coach Vince Gibson has died. He was 78. Gibson, who also coached at Kansas State and Louisville, had been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease and was fighting it for the past year. In NFL news, the Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator Mike Mularkey as their head coach, a move they hope will help improve the league's worst offense. The team plans to introduce Mularkey at a news conference today. Mularkey's offense managed only 2 points in Atlanta's 24-2 wildcard loss to the New York Giants last Sunday. Nonetheless, his long relationship with Jaguars general manager Gene Smith made him a front runner from the beginning of the search. He previously was a head coach with Buffalo, where he went 14-18 before being fired after the 0-5 season. He's been Atlanta's offensive coordinator since 2008, helping to mentor quarterback Matt Ryan. The Jaguars hope he can do the same with Blaine Gabbert, who struggled in his first season. The Oakland Raiders have fired coach Hugh Jackson after just one season at a disappointing 8-8 record. The move comes 4 days after Reggie McKenzie was hired as the team's first general manager since the death of longtime owner Al Davis in October. The move marks a rapid fall for Jackson, who was in charge of personnel decisions and coaching after Davis died of heart failure. The Raiders lost 4 out of 5 after a promising 7-4 start and missed the playoffs for the 9th straight year. On another note, Raiders owner Mark Davis says it's imperative his team get a new stadium, and he's had discussions with groups in Los Angeles about returning the franchise to Southern California. Said the son of the late Al Davis, the timetable is yesterday. In other NFL news, police confirmed that the body they recovered from an icy Wisconsin river on Monday is that of Michael Philbin, the 21-year-old son of Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. It's unclear whether Joe Philbin will continue to work with the team this week. Coach Mike McCarthy tells reporters he has a contingency plan if Philbin needs time off, but he wouldn't elaborate. Elsewhere, Brian Schottenheimer has told the New York Jets that he will not return next season after 6 years as the team's offensive coordinator. Offensive line coach Bill Callahan also is not expected to return to Rex Ryan's staff. San Diego Chargers say offensive coordinator Clarence Shellman has decided not to return next season. Shellman spent 10 seasons with San Diego, 21 in the NFL. Veteran wide receiver Derek Mason has decided to retire after 15 NFL seasons. The two-time Pro Bowl selection caught 943 career passes for 12,061 yards and 66 touchdowns. Mason caught 19 passes for 170 yards this season with the Jets and the Texans. In baseball news, owners say Commissioner Bud Selig will be offered a contract extension at this week's meetings in Phoenix. Selig has been commissioner since September of 1992 and would surpass Kennesaw Mountain Landis for the longest tenure in September of 2016. Selig repeatedly has said he intends to retire in December, but also admits almost no one believes him. Owners also intend to approve the completion of the sale of the San Diego Padres from John Moores to Jeff Morad. The Cubs are adding depth to their rotation as Chicago reached agreement with Paul Mahalam on a one-year contract that guarantees the 29-year-old lefty $4.25 million. The deal also includes a $6.5 million club option for 2013 with a $500,000 buyout. The Baltimore Orioles have signed Wei-Yin Chen to a three-year contract worth about $11.3 million. The Taiwanese left-hander went 36-30 with a 2.48 ERA in 117 games, including 88 starts over his last four seasons with the Japanese team. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.